Come on, a god's name, once more toward our fathers. Good Lord, how bright and goodly shines the moon.
The moon? The sun? It is not moonlight now.
I say it is the moon that shines so bright.
I know it is the sun that shines so bright.
Now, by my mother's sun, and that's myself, it shall be moon, or star, or what I list, or ere I journey to your father's house. Go on, fetch our horses back again. Oh. Evermore crossed and crossed, nothing but crossed.
Say as he says, or we shall never go.
Forward, I pray, since we have come so far. And be it moon, or sun, or what you please. And if you please to call it a rush candle, henceforth I vow it shall be so for me.
I say it is the moon.
I know it is the moon.
Nay, then you lie. It is the blessed sun.
Then God be blessed. It is the blessed sun. But sun it is not when you say it is not. And the moon changes even as your mind. What you will have it named, even that it is. And so it shall be so for Catherine.
Petruchio, go thy ways. The field is won.
Well, forward, forward. Thus the bow should run. And not unluckily against the bias. But, sir, what company is coming here?
Good morrow, sir.
Good morrow, gentle mistress. Where away?
What?
Tell me, sweet Kate, and tell me truly, too. Hast thou beheld a fresher gentlewoman?
Huh?
Such war of white and red within her cheeks. What stars do spangle heaven with such beauty as those two eyes become that heavenly face? Fair, lovely maid, once more, good day to thee. Sweet Kate, embrace her for her beauty's sake.
I will make the man mad to make a woman of him.
Young, budding, virgin, fair and fresh and sweet. Whither away, or whither is thy abode? Happy the parents of so fair a child.
Where, darling?
Happier the man whom favorable stars allot thee for his lovely bedfellow.
Why, now, Kate, I hope thou art not mad. This is a man. Old, wrinkled, faded, withered, and not a maiden, as thou sayst he is.
Pardon, old father. My mistaking eyes that have been so bedazzled with the sun, that everything I look on seemeth green. Now I perceive thou art a reverend father. Pardon, I pray thee, for my mad mistaking.
Do, good old grandsire, and withal make known which way thou travellest. If along with us, we shall be joyful of thy company.
Fair sir, and you, my merry mistress, that with your strange encounter much amazed me. My name is called Vincentio, my dwelling Pisa. And bound I am to Padua, there to visit a son of mine, which long I have not seen.
What is his name?
Lucentio, gentle sir.
Happily met! The happier for thy son. And now by law, as well as reverend age, I may entitle thee my loving father. The sister to my wife, this gentlewoman, thy son by this has married.
Oh. Now,
wonder not, nor be not grieved. She is of good esteem, her dowry wealthy and of worthy birth. Beside, so qualified as may beseem the spouse of any noble gentleman. Let me embrace with old Vincentio, and wonder we to see thy honest son, who will of thy arrival be full joyous.
But is this true? Or is it else your pleasure, like pleasant travellers, to break a jest upon the company you overtake?
I do assure thee, father, so it is.
Come, go along and see the truth hereof, for our first merriment hath made thee jealous.
Well, Petruchio, this has put me in heart. Have to my widow, and if she be froward, then hast thou taught Hortensio to be untoward.